Baseball here. Baseball. They're still 9-1 on the year. Of course, unable to have any games over last week. Friday's doubleheader at Syracuse, and then yesterday's home doubleheader with Cimarron postponed. Later dates here. In fact, they'll face Cimarron at home on Friday. So another day where there's baseball and softball. That's going to be pretty cool to see there as well. We talked to a couple of the seniors here on our show tonight. We'll talk with the first senior here, Harrison King. And how you doing, Harrison?
Good, thank you.
Well, can you believe you're down to your final 10 regular season games of your high school career?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, especially last year not having the whole junior season because of COVID.
Yeah, it's like, boom, you're done, you're here and it's almost done. But a 9-1 start this year for you guys. I think that's something to be pretty proud of. And how well do you think that you've been playing here so far?
Yeah, I think we've been playing pretty good. And we could obviously played better in that one loss because we beat them right after that. We just had a bad game. And I just think we could keep doing it throughout the whole rest of the season.
Is that something in a way where, you know, maybe it stings at that time, you don't like to lose, but adds a little maybe fuel the fire to correct a lot of things?
Yeah, definitely. You don't want to lose your unbeaten streak, but it shows you that it doesn't matter that we've been winning. You always got to be ready to play each game.
Yeah, and now you've been kind of busy all over the field here this year. I think you play first base, you play shortstop, you play pitcher. Am I missing anywhere else?
No, I don't think so. I tried to play outfield today, but Coach wouldn't let me.
What? I mean, you could be like the quarterback of the outfield. Be there,
yeah.
But no.
I've never played outfield because I usually can't tell where the ball is. I'm blind.
Okay. I guess what has been your favorite position to play?
I've always loved pitcher, but also I'm really liking first base. It's fun.
Yeah, because everything comes through you, doesn't it?
Basically.
Yeah.
Unless the pitcher strikes him out.
Unless the pitcher strikes him out. There you go here. But, no, what's something that you've worked upon here that's helped be part of that success here?
I'm just trying to, on my batting, not try to get in front of everything, like curveballs and stuff, not swing too early. I've just been working on my timing with that and just – beginning of the year, hurt my groin, so I couldn't pitch, and coming back from that, it helps. So.
All right, Tuesday, Friday at home for you, Cimarron and Goodland and Ellis. Three pretty big games for you guys here, and luckily they're all at home, right?
Yeah, that helps. I don't have to go anywhere.
All right, what are your plans here after you graduate here in a few weeks?
I'm either going to go to Emporia or Friends University.
All right.
For computer science.
All right. Well, there you go. That'll be fun here. Yeah, it's coming fast here. But Harrison King joining us here. Thanks again, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Senior Harrison King joining us here, and hand the headset over here to another senior, and Jeffrey Nix. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good, Adam. How about yourself?
Doing all right. Thank you. Well, you've had a busy time infield, outfield, you name it, all over. And how do you feel like your senior season of baseball has been going so far?
Pretty dang good.
Yeah, 9-1 here, and what do you think your strength has been?
Probably third base and left field, probably.
Okay.
Just all over the place, wherever they need me, I'll do my best at.
Yeah, you've been third base, you've been at left field, you've been at pitcher, right?
Yep.
I think those are the only three?
Yeah.
All right. Have you begged to play at other spots here? I mean, here's your chance. No.
I keep begging Coach, let me play first at practice, and he always says no. I think I'm just too short. Dang it.
But you could always say, you know what, I'm the backup first baseman.
Exactly.
Backup to the backup.
Exactly.
There you go. But no, but how fun has this been, 9-1 on the air?
Pretty good. Nobody likes losing, but once you lose, you got to just pull your head up and go get the next one.
Absolutely. Baseball is one of those games where you can kind of, it's a season where it's quick enough, but long enough at the same time where you just need to have a quick reaction and forget about that last loss. But, you know, what did you maybe learn in that lone defeat of the year?
To probably keep everyone's heads up, the positivity up always. Don't ever criticize somebody for their mistakes and just tell them to forget about it and make the next play.
All right. And, of course, after high school, what are your plans here?
Either to attend Hutch or Colby.
All right. Well, a couple of pretty good options there.
Yep.
Once again, Senior Jeffrey Nix joining us here. Thanks again for joining me. Good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Senior Jeffrey Nix here on our coach's show here on Mix 94.5. As we'll now talk with Coach David Dirks here. And Coach, you guys still unbeaten in the last week since we last talked.
Yeah. Yep. we definitely want to get a game in here as soon as possible.
Well, and coming up here, it's going to be kind of a busy schedule for you. You got six of your next 10 games here in that Friday, Tuesday, Friday here. And what are some things that you kind of work on here that you've been able to work on maybe in the last weeks after the postponement of all these games?
You know, we are able to get back to maybe some kind of, I call, preseason type practices, and one of those would be today, where we're not just preparing for the next day, but we're working on stuff for weeks ahead and stuff. So today we did a lot of catching drills, pickoff moves, still worked in hitting and our basic, baseball stuff, but we worked on some specific stuff out in the outfield too with a couple guys. So it is nice, kind of like to get into that rhythm of playing Tuesday, Friday. So we are looking to get back to that, and we'll start that tomorrow with our pregame practice the day before. And those are typically the same every Thursday. So it will be nice to get back in routine and get back to playing.
And also, Way, I know you kind of were dinged up even right in the preseason there, but it wasn't planned to have these games postponed, but in a way, was it good for you as well to kind of get some of those kids healed up?
Yeah, it is. We need breaks occasionally. We got to, when we take those breaks, though, we've still got to work our pitchers in some bullpen stuff and keep them active, because, we've got, six guys that, seven guys that, we believe can throw at the varsity level for us, and we won't be able to see them all on Friday. So we do need to get back into the Tuesday, Friday, so we can start seeing guys on the mound and prepare for that postseason push.
Yeah, you mentioned Friday, and of course that was going to be yesterday, but it's going to be Cimarron here, and first time you guys have ever seen Cimarron, and that should be interesting. A lot of unknowns on both sides.
Yeah, it's the same as kind of some of the other guys without playing last year. I don't know a lot about them. They were pretty decent a couple years ago, had a good record. I think they came into our regional as a number one seed. So we're going to expect a tough game and go out there and put our best forward.
And I know you probably look at the record and you've probably seen that and what they have done against maybe league teams. Baseball is one of those sports where you almost can't even predict how games are going to go just because of pitching matchups. And is that a pretty accurate statement there? Kind of maybe compare what Cimarron's done with some of the other league schools that you played?
You know, you can. You do have to look and see, mm-hmm. Maybe who was throwing. I have seen on their schedule they have played a lot of Monday, Tuesdays. So,
yeah.
If they have, they're getting into their bullpen probably pretty early in games on Mondays if they're trying to save guys for Tuesday. Because you got to stay underneath 30 pitches or so to be available. So that makes it tough if we're playing Monday, Tuesdays to come back. And either way, either you're too much preparing on Monday or you don't have enough left for Tuesday. So, their record may be an indication of scheduling as well.
Yeah, and I know they had some lopsided games as well on Monday. So I think that's got to be interesting to see who would still even be available for Friday.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, well, they had a couple guys probably that won't be available, but they had just played Spearville, I think it was Spearville on the Friday before, and I know they had guys unavailable for their Monday game that they ended up playing. So they're kind of, flip-flopping guys. Once we get to, the game time, we're in more control of ourselves mm-hmm. than what they're going to do. And being the home team, the first thing we got to do is not allow them to score. Yeah. So that's goal number one.
All right, it's once again Coach David Dirks joining us here from Scott County Hardware. Baseball at home against Cimarron on Friday, kicking off a three-day doubleheader stand Friday, Tuesday, Friday. Thanks again, Coach, and good luck to you. We'll see you there on Friday.
All right, thanks.